It's the 22nd of June. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A Luton drug dealer and firearms supplier previously convicted has had additional time added to his sentence. 28-year-old Ethan Mitchell originally pleaded guilty to possessing criminal property and illegal drugs. During his arrest, Mitchell tried to escape from the police but was later caught. A search of his home uncovered £40,000 in a safe and a number of illicit drugs. He received 5 years in prison back in February 2021. His criminal activity, including the weapons violation, were uncovered on the encrypted EncroChat network through Operations Costello run by Beds Police, where he was known as Frontrunner. He will now spend a further 4 years behind bars following a guilty plea associated with the sale of heroin, MDMA, cocaine, cannabis and ketamine. An 18-year-old male who was rescued alive from Carlington Lock last Friday has died. The young man found himself in difficulty while swimming with friends. The fire service issued a reminder to residents that for similar instances, due to the life and death nature of the emergency, dial 999 and request fire service. The owners of Foxy Wings at Bedford Riverside have updated patrons on their timeline for their reopening after a fire engulfed the interior of the chicken wing themed restaurant back in May. The business team thanked all those that have supported them during this difficult time but suggested that it could take as long as a year before operations could be fully restored. At the beginning of the month, 13-year-old Arnold Chapin from Dunstable received a terminal brain cancer diagnosis. An online fundraising campaign pushed along by entertainer Jason Manford has raised close to £80,000 in 2 days. Funds will be used to improve his quality of life with his family. That's all from me. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.